afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. So wherever you go, God's going to be with you. Amen?
Amen.
So he's with you right now. Amen? Matthew chapter 28, verse number 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. He's going to be with us at the end. Amen?
Right.
So everybody agree that he was in the beginning, he's with us right now, and he's going to be with us in the end.
Right.
Amen. Those of you who were in Canton today heard the message a little bit different. You're going to hear it again. Amen.
Right.
The title of my message is, Where is God? Where is God? Amen. I see a couple of puzzled looks on somebody's faces. But hopefully by the end, I can convince you and let you understand where God is. Amen. Brother Grissom, will you pray?
God, we're very grateful
in the name of Jesus,
for what
God.
We have in this service. That is the priceless presence of Jesus Christ. You're here tonight with us in this great place. And I pray anointing upon the messenger, upon his message. And the word is already anointed. Give him liberty to deliver it and help us to understand God. Give us courage to obey. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord bless you. You may be seated tonight. So God was in the beginning of time. God is here with us today and tonight, and God will be with us in the end. Sometimes in your walk with God, sometimes you feel far from God. Amen? All of us have experienced that. We come to church and we come into the presence of the Lord and we don't know exactly what's happening or what's going on, but you feel so far from the Lord. You don't know exactly what you have done. And maybe you haven't done anything. It's just being in the world. Amen? Just being a part of the world and being in that atmosphere that you just feel a little yucky. Just makes you feel a little bit unsettled, uncertain about where God is. And then you come to church and you sit on a pew and everybody around you is shouting and raising their hands and doing their thing. And you're just there. You don't feel nothing. Amen? We've all been there. Amen? But in those times, I'm here to tell you tonight that God is there.
Yes.
Amen.
He's there. Hallelujah.
God is close. God is close.
Hallelujah.
The story of a man walking on the beach, he looks down and sees two sets of footprints. He continues to walk, and then he looks down and sees only one. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, I thought you were always going to be with me. And the Lord says that it was in those times that I was carrying you. Amen. You may be at a point in your life that you may be searching for God.
Yes.
And he may be far from you. And you may not understand exactly where he's at. But I'm here to tell you tonight, church, that God is here. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Hallelujah. He is here tonight. He is close. Amen. Where is God? He is close. The Bible says that he is as close as the mention of his name.
Right. Yeah.
Closer than any brother.
Mm-hmm.
Closer than any brother.
Right.
We have loved ones that have gone on the way. Some of y'all had brothers and sisters and moms and dads that are already passed off the scene. When they're all gone, when your friends are all gone, God's still there.
Yes, he is.
Amen. God is still there. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 8. Story of Adam and Eve. We all are very familiar with this story. You've pretty much learned it from the first time you were ever in Sunday school. But verse number 8 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. How many times in your life have you hid yourself from the presence of the Lord? Something that you have done in your life. Something that you might have said, some kind of sin that you've done, you've hid yourself from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Am I the only one that's ever happened to before?
No.
You know, sin is something that when you're supposed to be like Christ, we're not supposed to do that. Amen? Sin is not a good thing for us. But sometimes we fall in the traps of the enemy and we sin. But aren't you thankful that we have a God in heaven who is able to forgive us when we sin and when we trip and fall. And when you feel like you're all alone, God is there. Amen? God is close. He is close to us. But Adam and Eve, the Bible says that they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" Now, do you really think that God had to ask Adam where he was at? Amen? He knew exactly where Adam was at.
Amen.
Why did he ask the question? In my opinion, Michael Baconology, I think that he was just trying him and testing him to find out what answer he was going to give him. See if he'd tell the truth. Amen. Sometimes we tell big tales. Amen. Sometimes when you go fishing or whatever, you say, "Man, I caught a big fish about like this." Uh-huh. And when all actuality, it was more like this. Amen. Anybody ever told a fish story before? You may not have meant to tell it, but you know, to you in that moment, it might have been like this. But the person with you, it might have been more like a little perch. Amen. It might have been just little bitty. But God wanted to see exactly what Adam would tell him. And he said, talking about Adam, "I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid." Why would he be afraid of God, the one that just created him? Because he had disobeyed. Amen? And he knew that he shouldn't have disobeyed. How many of you, when you were younger and your mama said, "Don't do that," or your daddy said, "Don't do that," and you done it anyway? I've done that many a times. Many a times. My mama would sit about six rows back and I was up here in the front, whatever. And all of a sudden, you would hear, and you knew to turn around and look at mama. And then she did this number right here. And I knew to meet her up there in that kitchen with a wooden spoon, and she'd wear my hand out right in the middle of church. And I'd get calmed down, you know, stop crying and come back out here and sit down. But I knew that I was in trouble. Adam said that he heard the voice of God and was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. There are times in our life that we sin and that we do things against God and we try to hide those things. Amen? We try to hide those things from God. But God knows. God sees. He knows all and sees all. Amen? He knows our every desire. He knows what you're thinking. We have a God, church. We have a God that cares about us. He cares about us. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about the things in your life. He cares about you. But sometimes, Sister Frater, when we're going through that journey of life and we're walking that path, we feel like we're all alone and that God is so far from us. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God is close.
Yes, He is.
Amen? God is close tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
God is close. Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. How many of you can raise your hand and say, "Brother Bacon, I walk with God"? How many of you can really say that I walk with God? It's a life that we try to live. We try to walk with God. We try to do it every day. We try to pray every day. Amen? We try to read our Bible every day. We try to walk with God. And when you walk with God, He's going to be there. How simple is that? When you walk with God, He's going to be there. Amen? But then there's those times that you walk with God and you don't feel Him. Amen? Those times when you're sick. This morning we were talking about suffering and how suffering affects you and how the Word of God applied to suffering can be a lot better. You take a person without God who's suffering, like somebody who has lost a loved one. That's painful, very painful. When you do that on your own, you have no comfort. You have comfort of family, but you have no comfort from our Heavenly Father. Amen. He's the one that our real comfort comes from. But then you take somebody who is walking with God and it has him with them, he makes it a lot easier. Amen. He makes it a lot easier to have to go through that. And then when you have questions and you ask God, God, why did this happen? He sometimes answers in a way that you can understand it. And sometimes it's a way that it's way over your head. Amen. Whenever my mom passed away, I had a couple of questions for the Lord. And somebody had told me not to question God, that it wasn't good to question God. And several years later, I now know that it's okay to question God. He's big enough to answer them. Amen. He's big enough to answer questions if he desires to. Amen. And the question that I had for God, he answered it. One night I was asleep and I woke up and I had that feeling of comfort. I had that feeling of comfort that God had just answered that question. Amen. I'm telling you, church, that we have a God that is close. Amen. We have a God that is close. We have a God that is close. Amen. But Noah, he walked with God. And I want to be like Noah. I want to walk with God. Amen. Even when people around you aren't going along with you. Even when people around you are talking about you behind your back. Even when people are making fun of you, I want to walk with God.
Yes. Amen.
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 Just like Brother Grissom said this morning, that it's fixing to get tough around here. With everything that's going on, the end time and stuff. How many of you ever read Revelations? How many of you completely understand Revelations? Put my hand down, because I do not. But when you're reading that, signs of the times are getting close. Amen. We're going to have to go through some things. Amen. And if you're not walking with God like you should be, and if you don't have that relationship like you should have, it's going to get tough. It's going to get tough anyway. But if you're kind of shaky, not sure, what's going on, it's going to get really, really tough for you. It's going to get tough for us. Amen. There are people over in other countries right now who are getting beheaded and killed every day. Because they are Christians. They may not have the Holy Ghost, but they may not have what we have here in a church that we get to experience every service. And they're getting killed because of it. Maybe they just believe in God and they're getting killed for it. Things are going to get tough, church. We got to have that relationship. We got to have that walk with God, that no matter what comes our way, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. It's what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. But we have a God who is close. Amen.
Yes, we do.
We have to live our life holy and acceptable unto him. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Some people stop right there. Which is your reasonable service. It's something that we're supposed to do, right? What is reasonable? Something that's within reason.
Yeah.
Why can't we live a holy life acceptable unto Christ? Why can't we present our bodies a living sacrifice? Living for God takes some sacrifice. Amen?
Yes,
living for God takes some sacrifice. I've said this before, but if you try to live for God easy, it's going to be hard for you.
Right.
But if you just get in there and give God everything that you got, live for God hard, it'll be easy. Just live your life holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 17. It says, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. God was with Moses. Amen?
Yes, he was.
God took Moses through a lot of stuff in his life. A lot of stuff in his life. God was with him. Amen?
Amen.
From the very beginning of his life, God was with him. Just like God is with us today.
Amen.
Amen. God was with Daniel when he faced the lions in the lion's den. You don't believe me? Read the story. Any normal person that got thrown into a lion's den was going to be eaten up. But somebody that feared God and walked with God and prayed, even when it wasn't right, people around him said, hey, man, you probably shouldn't do that. I'm pretty sure that there's somebody that said, hey, Daniel, don't you know they passed a law? You probably shouldn't be praying, man. But Daniel said, you know what? I got this. God got this. Amen? Even when it wasn't right, Daniel did it. Even when people around him made fun of him. Even when a law was passed against it. Amen. Who knows? There may be a law passed against prayer. Prayer. Praying. Going to church. We don't know. I'm just saying here tonight, church, that we have a God that is close to us. And if we did not take advantage of that, I'm going to say that one more time. If we don't take advantage of that, then why are we here? Amen? Why are we here? God was with David when he fought Goliath. He's out there on the battlefield. What did he say? He said, you come to me with the sword and a shield, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. He knew who gave him his strength. He knew that God was going to take care of him. Amen. How many of you would ever face a giant that tall when everybody else around you was hiding down? They were all scared. They were, you know, ducking down. Oh, hope he didn't see me. Hope he didn't see me. David said, you know what? Let me take him. I got him. With God's help.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
With Christ, I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nothing is impossible with Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible. God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Whenever they were there, again, the law was passed that you bow down. They didn't bow down. When they told them, hey, we're fixing to throw you into the fiery furnace, it's either this or bow down. What did they say? Even if our God doesn't take care of us, we're not going to bow down.
That's it.
That's what we have to do. Is we have to have that mentality in our mind that no matter what happens, even if we don't feel God, even if things aren't going our way, we still have to have the understanding of God is there with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He's going to be there.
Yes,
He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Right.
He's always going to be there for us. Amen.
Amen.
God was with all these men, and God is with us here today. God is with us here today. Amen. You may be going through some kind of cancer issue in your life, but I believe that God is able to heal. I believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. That's my dad's favorite scripture. He's always quoting it. I guess that's where I got it from. Started quoting it now. But think about it. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. God is able to do great things in our life. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 57. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us. The best way that you can honor your fathers and your forefathers is by living for God. Amen? I believe over the period of time there have been 5 pastors at this church. 4 or 5 pastors, 6 pastors, whatever. And I was raised under O.E. Davis, Brother Davis. And at his funeral, there were so many people that used to go to this church that don't go to this church anymore. There's a lot of people that I don't believe even go to church anymore. I don't know. I can't say. But the best way that you can honor somebody in your life, a mom or a dad or a grandmother, is that you can live for God. If they've taught you what's right and what's wrong, you better start doing what's right and what's wrong. Amen? Honor them. Honor them. Amen. They've fought for what we have today. Amen. I was reading earlier I was on the internet looking up some stuff, and there's this passage on there. It says the devil's favorite scripture. I was like, what is this? And it said Acts 2:38. And there was this guy on there who was trying to disprove Acts 2:38 and why it was, you know, so on and so forth. Just a really? Why would you take that much time to disprove something? You know, it's almost like atheists say, well, you know, there's not a God, and then they go through all this different stuff to, you know, they do unbaptizing with hair dryers or whatever. You know, why go through the trouble?
Yeah,
I think they really do that. Amen. But the best way that we can honor our forefathers is by living for God. Amen. They went through some stuff. Time and time they've invested into our lives and invested into this church. And the best thing that we can do to honor them is to live for God. Amen. Elijah had just got finished slaying a lot of the enemy in 1 Kings 19 and verse number 11. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. And the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Sometimes when you're looking for God, you're looking for Him in the hustle and bustle of the day, whatever. Sometimes it's good just to stop. Just find your prayer closet. Just find that area that you have just with you and God. Amen? That still, small voice that He talks to us in. How many of you ever heard that still, small voice before? Amen. Amen. Isn't it great? You may be going about your day, and all of a sudden you'll be thinking about something, and then you'll hear Michael. You'll look around, and there won't be nobody around. You have your headphones on up there at work, doing your thing, and you'll hear that name. And it's the Lord talking to you. Amen. It's the Lord talking to you. Amen. I'm not trying to say, you know, oh, look at me. God talks to me. But He does. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. But He comes in a still, small voice. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 40. And the child, talking about Jesus, grew and waxed strong, and his spirit filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So the grace of God was upon Jesus Christ when He walked on this earth. And the grace of God is upon us today. Amen. The same Spirit that was with Jesus Christ is here with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That should get us all fired up, because we have Jesus Christ with us. Amen. We have God Almighty with us, walking with us, carrying us when we trip and fall. Amen. Amen. That should fire us up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doeth go with thee, He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Right.
He will not fail us. Amen. He's always going to be with us.
Hallelujah.
But sometimes in your life, you feel like God is so far from you. And sometimes you may be at Walmart, just kind of walking and doing your thing and getting groceries and, you know, getting groceries, and you meet somebody. Hey, how you doing, brother? Lord bless you. Good to see you, man. You know, you're just going about your life, and then you drive your car and you go to pick up your kids at school. Whatever you're doing, God is with you. Amen. God is with us. Hallelujah. You may go to a doctor's office, and they may tell you some bad news. God is with you.
Right.
Amen. You may be going through the worst trial of your life, with your marriage, with your family, with all kind of situations going on in your life. But God is with you. Amen. Amen. I wanted a visual for you guys to see tonight. Brother Riley is acting, in the place of God. God is with us no matter what we do in our life.
Right.
He's following us. He's there with us. When we stop, He stops. When we walk, He walks. When we move, He moves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that we have a God that is with us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. If you will stand tonight. Hallelujah. Sometimes God is in the most unlikely places. You find God in the unlikeliest places. He was always near to us. Closest as the mention of His name. Through trials and through sickness and things in our life, always remember that God is just a call away. God is always there with us. He may not always manifest Himself, but He's always there.
Yes, He is.
He's always right there beside of us. Some people say that they have found Christ. Once they accept God as their personal Savior in their own religion, and they say, hey, I found Christ. You didn't find Christ. Christ found you. He was never lost. Amen?
Yeah.
He was always there.
Hallelujah.
Brother Grissom said something this morning that stuck with me. In order to be free, you have to know first that you were lost.
Come on.
In order to be free, you have to know first that you were lost.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of people in our world today, when you talk to them about God or when you talk to them about things, they bring up the thing, oh, don't judge me. We're not judging you. We're just telling you what the Scripture says. Amen? Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 20. My question to everybody was, where is God? Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 20 tells exactly where God is. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's where God is tonight, church. There's two or three people in here that have a mindset and one mind and one accord tonight. He's in the midst of us. Amen. He knows exactly what we're going through. He knows what each and every life is represented here tonight. He knows what you're battling. Each of us don't battle the same things. I don't battle things that Brother Hunt battles, and Brother Hunt don't battle things that I battle. Brother Ward doesn't battle the things that Brother Grissom battles. Each and every one of us have our own situations. And God knows, God sees each life. And He's here tonight. And I believe that He's already manifested Himself. His presence is here. If you will, lift up your hands and let's go before the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.